Hey guys, it's Asia Moore and welcome to the Black Girl in CLE podcast. Stay tuned to find out who or what we're talking about today. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Asia. Welcome to Black Girl in CLE podcast. I am here with the Smith. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are.
I am Jamil and
I'm Dominique Smith.
We are known throughout poetry circles and the greater Cleveland, Ohio, and some surrounding states as Love Ties.
Love that.
Perform poetry in all kind of different venues and all type of different aspects. It's about not just supporting the poetry community and what we do, but it's also about supporting the growth of individuals, their mental health, and just well-being all the way around, and just being able to be so transparent to show them what love is like in different aspects.
Okay, so speaking of that, how did you guys meet? How did this become a thing? Has it always been a thing? Were you guys both poets and then combined? Like, how did that happen?
No, not even remotely. We fortuitously met.
He loves to tell this story, by the way.
We fortuitously met at a nightclub. Well, not really. She actually, our first actual face-to-face encounter was in the nightclub. But she actually, a friend requested me randomly. Not really randomly. She saw a picture of me on Facebook. Friend requested me. I accepted the friend request, ran into her in person. When I ran into her in person, she said, "Oh, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Yo, you don't know me." And she's like, "Yes, you do. You're Jamil." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, you know."
That picture of him was, I really loved the picture.
His yes, shoot your shot, girl, you know.
I think I'll just speak to him when he comes in.
Yeah.
You know, we had an evening of conversation, and, you know, one thing led to this.
We'll skip that part.
So she offered me her number. I turned the number down.
He rejected me.
What?
Yes, he rejected me. But he says that it was game. He was running game on me.
Was that what that was?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Great game, as a matter of fact.
Or maybe bad decision making, and luckily it worked out.
Right. No, I knew it would.
Oh.
I was very confident.
Oh.
Still am. So, after, you know, dating for a while, she started to become basically my manager. I was the poet. Mm-hmm. I was doing shows like all over the city. And then one day she read something to me, and I was hosting like maybe a week and a half later. I told her, I'm like, "You're performing it." Like, she was like, "Yeah, all right, whatever." So on stage, I just, you know, hit like, yo, we got Dominique Smith. She about to come.
Put me on the spot.
Yep. So she came up and she killed it.
Wow.
And she hasn't stopped performing since.
Yeah.
Thus it is born. Well, there is the Love Ties. You guys do a lot of stuff around Cleveland, because I remember, I'm thinking my first time seeing you guys had to be B-side.
Right.
I had to be B-side. And I was like, what's going on over here? Like, this is cute. Like, they're together. What's up? And so, I don't know. Like, I think I've seen you guys at Chicago. Chicken and Waffles, they do something on Thursdays, or they did, or something, one of those days. And you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I definitely
did your Valentine's Day event.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day event was lit.
That was very
that was really nice.
You had a ball.
So I want to ask, so like, okay, with this whole thing, what, like, are you guys going to venture into other projects? Like, are you guys going to do movies? Like, I know, are you guys going to write a book? Like, do you have any?
Well, we've kind of ventured into a lot of things. We've done a lot of, like, projects for other people. Like, it's multiple CDs that we featured on for other artists. We are in the process of working on our own now, finally. Eventually, we would like to do a book. We've done plays, short films.
And just recently, we finished writing for the poetry for a movie that is coming out. The poetry for a movie that's coming out, which is a movie that surrounds poetry. The poetry is like the underlying backstory of it all. So we wrote all the poetry in this movie, like numerous pieces.
Got and, a documentary coming up that we wrote poetry for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, big things.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
A few shows coming up, so yeah.
Yes.
Doing some things.
Let's see, what else? Do you want to maybe spit us something right quick? One of your favorites. So it's like a favorite.
That's fine. Okay.
I know I put you on the spot.
Used to it.
Cause I know B side, they be like, "Oh, the Smith and Builder." Hold on, we gotta hold the mic. Like,
yeah. Oh man, we love it though.
That's awesome. I love that.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right. So we melt into each other's presence, creating puddles of us.
Conforming like wax to a candle's flare.
Love and lust become synonymous.
Embracing realistic waves of pleasure and pain.
We are with broken promises, men.
Joining hearts equally in the middle.
Alpha and Omega.
beginning and end.
We are the best points of an argument.
Right and wrong doesn't always come easy.
That look of astonishment in winning when you had every reason to lose.
At times, opposition is imminent.
We are where opposing views see eye to eye.
When one is cut, the other will bleed.
We are where separation dies.
Until we take our last breath.
We live in each other.
The vibrant colors of love language.
That look of anguish while waiting to meet your soulmate.
Multiple takes in a movie that are nameless.
We are the kiss at the ending.
Love ties. The art of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, a.k.a. Casablanca.
That was cute. I love that. Oh, my gosh, guys. That's so lovely. Okay, so here's a question.
Okay.
So because you guys do a lot of paired performances, has there ever been a time where you guys had to do the performance, you weren't feeling each other?
Yeah. I mean, we are people and
we're human.
So the cool thing about that is,
you know what? Hold on, babe, before you even start that, I'm glad you asked that question. Nobody's ever asked us that question before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, you guys have such good chemistry. So I'm just like, because I know people are people, I'm just like, there's got to be some times where, like, y'all get up there, you be like, you know, you done really got on my nerves. Like,
right. I mean, and honestly, the cool thing is that a lot of times there are audibles called. There are, we might change the show in the middle of it just based on what we're feeling, what the crowd is feeling, what we're feeling from the crowd. So if in fact it's something that we're feeling that we want to do, or like she might do it, I might do it. But whoever makes that call, like we just gotta catch the vibe and ride with it. Cause ultimately, the realistic point of it is about us being transparent.
Right.
So sometimes, some of the stuff that you see on stage could be derived from a real place. Mm-hmm. Other times it's just what we wrote.
Right.
Right.
And typically by the end of the night, we are smooching and lovey-dovey anyway.
I think of that. Because I mean, like, how y'all say them words? You be like, all right, I guess you all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I apologize.
Right. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. Beautiful thing.
I do love that. I love that. How long have you guys been married?
5 years.
Seven years together total. Just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What did you guys do for your anniversary?
Family reunion.
All right.
I mean, it was a family reunion, but because it was the very first one that we've ever had, it was really big, but we had the very first day we did like a banquet. So we used this as an opportunity, which it actually was our actual anniversary. So we used that as an opportunity to like get dressed and, you know, be extra fly. Our, you know, the girls got dressed and they came and kicked it and had fun. Oh. It was all nice. Everybody was all nice and cute.
Yeah, and stuff. It was a great weekend.
I love that. You guys have kids. How many?
Two. 13 girls. And three. Two girls.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Yes. Are you gonna have any more?
No. We are done.
You sound like me. Puppy. I was like,
he wants a puppy.
We're getting a puppy.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds like a good idea. Yes, the dog.
Not yet.
Yeah, she's still struggling.
I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to come home, and it's going to be a puppy in the house
with the kids,
and that's how it's going to happen. As much as I keep saying no, let's wait, we're going to end up with a puppy. I already feel it. I don't, you know, he's scrolling, looking at puppies online and stuff already, so I know what's about to happen.
Listen, I feel you. I'm obsessed. Like, every dog I see now, I'm just like, I gotta have one. Like, I gotta have one. So.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see. I have some questions for you guys. It's some couples questions.
Okay.
For both, what was your first impression? You can feel free to answer first. For which one? Like, what was your first impression of each other?
Of each other? Well, my first impression of her?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you got to ask the question of, like online meeting or our first in-person meeting or first in-person meeting. My first in-person meeting of her was... I guess I get to use the word smitten.
That's a nice word. It's not very often you get to use the word smitten.
Yeah, right. You don't get to use that very often.
Right.
So. Well, if you go by our first encounter, my first thought was, he's so arrogant. Like, really? You gonna reject me?
She was on me, though.
I was. But I will say, I was just blown away by him, you know, as a person, his conversation, that first kiss. I called my mother.
You didn't kiss me. I'm talking about
our first date.
That's not, you didn't kiss me. Like she said, our first in-person.
Oh, well.
You just skipped.
I guess I wasn't really noticing you until really that night. No, I'm just kidding. I was very attracted to him. When I met him in person. And he was a lot of fun because he was joking around with me while I was, you know, working and stuff. So it was cool.
Cute. Well, actually, you answered my next question, which was, like, how was your first date?
Oh, it was dope. Awesome.
Our first date, I took it to the B-side.
Yes.
Again, gang.
Yeah,
I wanted to, again.
Okay. I took it to a place where I was like demanded. I took it to a place where I was like well known in the circle to like to extremely elevate my cool. Like I was cool before, but then like her walking in, everybody like, hey Jay, what's up, man? How you doing? Man?
Like,
yo, what's up, man? Go, yo, what's going on?
You
doing anything?
How it is, like, you'd be looking like,
I didn't know you. Like, okay. Like, what is this about? And he didn't even perform that night, so I didn't even know. I just thought he was just a super cool guy that everybody thought was cool and they liked him.
I love that. So your first date was the B-side. Was that the first kiss too?
Yes.
In the parking lot.
Of course.
Parking lot pimp.
Yeah, parking lot, yes.
Yeah, I called my mom. That's how blown away I was.
Excuse me, you called
in? I called my mom. It was like, what time was it, like 2? I was like, Mom, I just had the best kiss I ever had in my life. So I was blown.
Yes.
Totally done.
Okay, this is for opposite. So I'm going to ask Dominique, what is Jamil's favorite junk food? And same question for you, sir.
His favorite junk food? Mm-hmm. He likes junk food, period, but he likes ice cream. Hmm? Yeah.
What's your favorite junk food? Hers too. Y'all are both ice cream people?
We are.
That's what's up. What flavor of ice cream?
For me or for her?
For both.
Oh, are you on me to answer for her?
Mm-hmm. What's her favorite flavor?
She is a plain Jane chocolate.
He likes that strawberry cheesequake blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Okay.
That's his favorite.
See, that's doing too much. I'm very much a plain Jane as well. Like, give me some vanilla ice cream with some sprinkles and I'm great.
Right, call it a day.
I don't need all that special. No, thank you. No, yes. Thanks. What are you most afraid of? Like, are you afraid of spiders? Like, what's each other's biggest fear?
That's a good question.
I don't, I'm afraid of losing my girls. That's about it. Other than that, everything is everything. Like, I don't, that's about it.
What am I afraid of? I would probably just say, I don't know, I'm very big on family and just keeping us together, keeping us safe, you know, so anything that could affect my household with my husband and my children is what would be my biggest fear.
I love that. Okay, good answers. Who's the loudest?
Me.
He knew that answer.
I was like, I think I could probably guess.
Yeah.
The loudest.
Yep.
Cool.
I can't help it. I have a resonating voice.
This is true.
Facts.
You know, I've performed in large concert areas with no microphone. And killed it, held it down. No microphone, no nothing. Just me in the space.
That's what's up. What was your most recent date?
This past Saturday, we kicked it pretty hard. We had a video shoot and then we hosted.
Those aren't dates. That's work.
No. That's not. I'm getting to the date
part. Okay.
We had a video shoot, and then we went and we co-hosted poetry. Music to poetry. Then after hosting Music to Poetry, we went and we kicked it. And we just had a bunch of fun. Like, his videos on it, like, his videos all over on Instagram from that, you know, from Saturday of us, like, dancing together, us just having fun. Like, it was just a big fun time. Shout out to the crew for always being there to have fun with us.
Yes, but that wasn't our most recent date.
That was.
No, it was not.
That was a date that night.
No.
It went from work to a date, just like any other time.
No. We worked, and we hung out with our friends. We went on a date when we went to Bar Louie and had dinner, and it was just the two of us.